Thank you. listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Stags Radio, your home for live match day commentary for all AFC Tottenham games. Pre-season continues and we are at home in the glorious confines of Snow Stadium for the first time this season as AFC Tottenham take on a visiting Southampton side. Benjamin Rees, delighted to be back with you, joined by a new face on commentary today. We've got a revolving door coming through pre-season, and it's lovely to get so many people involved with the broadcast. So I'm delighted to welcome to the Stags Radio crew, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mitch Paris.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Benji, for the introduction. Great to be here. It's lovely to be live back at football and seeing so many fans coming back in the ground.
We've got a decent looking capacity here. Obviously, you understand that people might be slightly reticent. COVID restrictions have been lifted, but obviously people, I think, are perhaps still a little bit cautious. But looking at the ground, the low stand opposite us in with the covered seating, it's pretty much full. There's a decent amount coming on the terraces as well. There's a real buzz around the stadium. It's lovely to see.
Absolutely. Even on this beautiful July evening weather that we're getting graced with, the rain's coming down just for kickoff. So I reckon the ball is going to be quite a fast-paced game, and I think we're very much looking forward to it, as is everyone around the ground.
Yeah, probably a slightly changeable forecast, such as the delights of the British weather in the summertime. But so far, yeah, there's a little bit of drizzle in the air, nothing that's going to really worry the players or worry the fans too much, unless, of course, the wind is blowing directly in their direction, which mercifully for us, it is not at the moment. We're just going to give you a quick rundown of the team sheets. It's not a full-strength Southampton side that we'll be facing this evening, mostly a mixture of their youth and second-team players. But here are the 11s so far today. In goal for AFC Tottenham, who else but Lewis Noyce, number one. We've got in defence, Callum Bourne, Stefan Zuber, Adam Tomasso. And then we've got Lewis Waterfield, Freddie Reid, Jack Hoy, Jordan Ngalo, Sam Griffin and Craig Feeney and the very lively Ethan Taylor up front. Three trialists on the bench for Tottenham and Jacob Woods as well. Your Southampton 11, number one, Matt Hall. Number two, Lewis Payne. Number three, Will Ferry. Number four, Ollie Lancashire. Number five, Zuriel Otsu Taiwo. Number six, Ethan Burnett. Number seven, trialist. Number eight is Kaya Shaka. Number nine is Ramelow Mitchell. Number 10 is a second trialist for Southampton. And number 11 is Kazim Olegbe. So we'll give you another rundown of those at kickoff time. But just under 5 minutes until we get underway here at Snow Stadium. AFC Tottenham wearing for the very first time their brand new shiny home blue strip. It's almost got the, like a big checkerboard style. It's got white striping in the top left and bottom right, or as you wear it. Yeah, hang on, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, if you're wearing it, top left where the emblem is and kind of bottom right, you've got the white striping and then the blue rest of the kit, the white sleeves, blue shorts and blue socks. First time we're seeing the kit. It's striking. I like it, actually. I really like it.
Yeah, it's definitely standabout. I think it's great. Really, really nice.
It's and it's certainly what you've been aiming for, Southampton. Wearing a very familiar red and white stripes, black shorts, white socks. It's going to be, as you say, not a full strength side, but you've got to trust that no matter who it is you're facing, the Southampton side, you know, they're going to have real quality. They're going to be well trained. They're going to be fit. But you've got to back yourself that it doesn't matter that they've got a Southampton badge on their shirt. They're wearing a Southampton kit. Have faith in your ability to do the job.
Absolutely. And as the old saying goes, true, you can only play who's in front of you and who turns up on the day. As you just quite rightly said there, Benji, it doesn't matter if it's Southampton. The guys from Tottenham and Southampton have both got to try and impress their managers and, you know, obviously try and make a career for themselves as well moving forward into the upcoming campaign.
Yeah, obviously, it is pre-season, so it's not that the result doesn't matter. Results are always good. You know, if you came out with a win at the end of it, you wouldn't say, well, it's pre-season, so we didn't win. You still won. But you're looking for things other than just the result. You're looking at the performance. You're trying to find those combinations that work. Maybe trial a couple of different formations. See, maybe you've got some matchups or some combinations that you really want to drill before you get into the regular season, especially a regular season where things may be a little bit up in the air with potential COVID restrictions still in place, perhaps.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got to look for the Southampton boys. You know, Southampton are just known for dipping into their academy. You look at the likes of Adam Lallana, Theo Walcott, for instance, all really, really massive names that go to the very top stage. So these boys have also got to try and impress their managers as well.
Yeah, Southampton is known for having a phenomenal youth setup. I mean, you mentioned those names coming through in more recent times. Cast your mind way back when, 25, 30 years ago. Alan Shearer, of course, came through the Southampton Academy as well, despite being Newcastle born and bred. So they're a team that has a reputation for developing good, strong, young talent. And we'll get a chance to see some of that on display here today.
I think it's also a fabulous opportunity for some of the players for Tottenham. You know, the amount of eyes that are going to be watching them today, what a stage they've got tonight. And they've got 90 minutes to prove themselves. And who knows what could happen from there?
Absolutely. An impressive performance today would do a lot to cement perhaps their place in the team when the regular season comes. Kickoff underway. Southampton play it forward, but the ball eventually works its way back to Noyce. Long header clear. Griffin on this near side plays a ball down there. Offside flag goes up very early against Ethan Taylor, who's already trying to get in behind with the game barely underway. So we'll run through those teams again. For Tottenham, number one, Lewis Noyce. Number two, Callum Bourne. Number three, Lewis Waterfield. Number four, Freddie Reid. Number five, Stefan Zuber. Number six, Adam Tomasso. Number seven, Jack Hoy. Number eight, Jordan Ngalo. Number nine, Craig Feeney. Number 10, Ethan Taylor. And number 11, Sam Griffin. They've got three trialists and Jacob Woods on the bench. For Southampton, in goal, number one, Matt Hall. Number two, Lewis Payne. Number three, Will Ferry. We'll come back to that a little bit. Southampton driving forward, but nicely won there by Bourne. Oh, Zuba got caught with it, perhaps a little bit at the back. Hoy comes to say it, spare his blushes, and Bourne plays it back into defence for Noyce to clear downfield, looking for the Taylor, who chaps that on the chest, tries to put it into N'Golo in the centre of the pitch, and now Southampton have the ball inside their own half. So continuing with those lineups for Southampton, 4, Ollie Lancashire, 5, Zuriel Otse-Taiwo, number 6, Ethan Burnett, number 7, Trialist A, number 8, Kaya Shaka, number 9, Ramelow Mitchell, number 10, Trialist B, and number 11, Kazim Olegbe.
You have to say, just from an early observation, that it looks like Totten are using a four in defence, and then you've got number 4, Freddie Reid, just sitting in front of the two defenders every time that Totten try and go forward. So you imagine they're going for stability in that middle, but also looking to break quickly with both strikers staying up front on the halfway line.
Yeah, Freddie Reid's done a very good job so far in pre-season, being that kind of base, that pivot in the centre base of the midfield, as a dinked ball forward, tried to get a player running onto it for Southampton, but Stefan Zuber comfortably shepherds that one behind for a goal kick to Tottenham. And yeah, Freddie, he's a little like, it's a cliche a little bit, but he's a bit like, he's a terrier in the base of that midfield. He wins the ball, he really gets around the park, he's got a very good engine, and he reads the play really well. Lovely bit of skill there from N'Golo in the centre of the park to spin a defender and get the ball away. Now it's cleared downfield to Hoy. He's trying to find Feeney in behind. Feeney clips the Southampton defender, and the free kick goes Southampton's way. But lively, that one. Really nice ball from Tottenham. So seeing a good couple of bits of quality there from Tottenham early, and that's really well chased down by Taylor, winning the ball back high up the pitch, and he gets a little bit of a shoulder barge from a Southampton midfielder to win the goal, to win the free kick, excuse me, just on the edge of the halfway line. So a little couple of minutes in so far, 0-0. If you're just joining us here on Stags Radio, welcome. Good to have you with us at Snow Stadium, as Freddie Reid plays a ball out to this near sideline. Kept in, is it just about? No, the referee disagrees. Sam Griffin tried to get it on the chest and keep it inbounds. Wasn't able to do so. So it is a Southampton throwing deep in their own territory on this near sideline in their right back position. Southampton shooting left to right as we look at it from the top of the stand, and Tottenham going right to left. So if those of you familiar with Snow Stadium can kind of help to orient yourself with how things look. Ball's played into the centre, and Freddie Reid reads it beautifully, intercepts it, driving forward. He's got space, shoots. His shot's a little bit tame, and it is dragged wide. But you mentioned Freddie Reid looking very lively early.
Absolutely. I just wonder if he could have played it slightly earlier in behind for Craig Feeney. And that's already something that we're seeing very early on in this game. The two fullbacks of Southampton are getting very, very high, leaving their centre-backs isolated with the other two. For the two strikers, Craig Feeney and Ethan Taylor. So every time that Freddie Reid gets it in the middle, every time they're through and they're both causing chaos, getting in behind, and we've already seen it once or twice already this half.
And that was all Taylor. He read it beautifully and then drove forward. Shame in the end about the end product. Here's Hoy, long, lanky, beautiful ball sprayed out to the far side for Waterfield, looking for a cross into the box. It's a good one as well, headed clear by Otse-Taiwo. And now the ball is eventually going to roll back to Bourne. He's playing on the left side of defence. We've seen him a lot on the right, but he's comfortable playing both fullback positions. It's one of those things where it's just good to check in pre-season, get used to playing on both sides of defence for those fullbacks. Here's Zuber's being pressured high up the pitch. Southampton going for a high press, and Lewis Noyce is happy to punt his way out of it. Ball's going to ping around the midfield a little bit. Goes towards this near side for Griffin to try and chase down. Ball's played calmly back to Hall, the Southampton keeper. He's going to roll that one out. Played down the side, too far for anyone to run onto. So Lewis Noyce will just roll it back into his own penalty area. Calmly played along the floor to Bourne. Goes back to Zuba. They're seems that Southampton are happy to press relatively high up the pitch. And so far, Tottenham don't look too uncomfortable with it.
Is that going to be curse of the commentator?
Nearly was, but Freddie Reid is immaculate once more. Beautiful ball. Slip through. Hoey now tries to find a player for an outlet pass. It's going to go back to Waterfield, who shoots. Oh, it's not far wide. Goalkeeper Matt Hall sprawled down to his right-hand side. Nearly got a touch on it. In the end, it was wide, but that was very lively. Again, it's come from Reed reading the play at the base of that midfield, and that time he slipped a lovely pass forward.
He's been excellent so far in these first 5 minutes, but he has got an extra incentive coming from Portsmouth, so there's a little bit of a rivalry on this pitch, as we know.
That South Coast derby is one of those. It's one of those sneaky, sneaky heated ones that I think fans across the country kind of don't realise how lively those can often be. Here we go. Noyce picks up a long ball and he finds Reed. He's very comfortable retreating from the midfield just to play that back into defence. This is a steepling ball that Ngalo heads on. Really pinging around. Who's going to emerge with it? It is going to be Tottenham. Oh, it's an ambitious ball forward looking for Griffin. In the end, Payne is more than comfortable to roll it back to Hall.
It's so positive from Tottenham. Every time Southampton are pushing forward, you've got Jack Hoy and you've got Jordan Ngalo in the middle, always sitting about halfway in between, trying to link up the play between defence and attack. Tottenham have almost gone to a 3 or 5 at the back now.
Yeah, they have transitioned back and forth this preseason. It's always good to have a number of strings to your bow. And the past couple of preseason games against Portland and Porchester, I wouldn't say that they've started sluggishly. Tottenham, it's just that they've taken a bit of time to warm up. But this game, they look right on it from the first whistle, which is great to see.
It's also interesting to see Sam Griffin, number 11, on this left wing. He's done the last couple of games over on the right-hand side. So it's good to see him on the left-hand side as well. As you said, all about that versatility and a nice problem to have for the manager.
Yeah, switching wings is good. It just gives defenders a little couple of different problems. Zuba leaves that one all the way back for Noyce. High clearance. Hoy gets it on the chest. And Joe, he does win it very nicely there. Kept his balance, trying to slip through. That's a dangerous, dangerous ball. Excellent defending. It might come through to Taylor. Not quite. The official's flag on the far side goes up. That can only have been fractionally offside. But again, Ethan Taylor, he's really looking to cause problems running off the shoulder of the last defender.
Absolutely. And it just takes one of the midfielders just to get their head up. And one of the strikers are definitely making a move, which is just causing so many problems.
Southampton have put a couple of searching balls forward. They haven't quite found players getting on the end of it yet. Tottenham, I think, have been the brighter offensively in the early stages of this game. Still 0-0, though, as it stands here at Snow Stadium. Lovely Tuesday evening here in Hampshire. Ball's nicely played. It's intercepted again in the base of midfield by Freddie Reed. That's at least the third time he's done that already, and the game's not even 10 minutes old. Griffin tries to work his way out of a trio of defenders. Nicely done, and a clumsy challenge there from a player for Southampton, and that's going to be no booking, but Ngalo's down on the deck and he's maybe going to need a little bit of love from a physio. He's just maybe getting some breath back, perhaps.
Tottenham just seem to be winning the first ball and the second ball. The energy that they're showing, the desire is fantastic. Every single man doing their job, and it's just causing problems out wide and through the middle. And like we said, Reed is just having an absolute storming opening 10 minutes to this game.
You look at this, the centre of this Tottenham midfield, you've got Ngalo and Reed, and they're not tall players, but they're kind of small and muscly, and they really put themselves about. They're not afraid to get physical in the base of that midfield, and when they position themselves well in those challenges. Matt Hall rolls the ball out of the back for Southampton. We've got Payne on this near side. Payne's going back in towards the centre of the pitch. They've got it now on the left wing.
Oh, if the fullback commits, he's got to win it there. Otherwise, there's so much space in behind for the opposite winger.
Spun the defender, and Ngalo put enough pressure on for Tottenham to win the ball. Goes back to Noyce. Clearance to about the halfway line. Taylor's looking for the flick on. Doesn't get it. I think he got a bit of a push in the back. The referee doesn't seem to agree, but the header goes out for a throw from the Southampton defender. So it is going to end up as a Tottenham throw-in on that far side. Yeah, they've got a couple of balls on cones dotted around the pitch if ever we lose them and we want to get a COVID-safe replacement in. Did lose a couple of balls against Porchester at the weekend, actually. And now Southampton looking dangerous. Well, that is a rash challenge. That's a pre-season one, certainly. Came in a little bit late. I think it's Tommaso on that far side. Got a lot of the man and I was going to say, not a lot of the ball. I don't think he got any of the ball.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the ball change direction. I think it's a clear foul. I think if it was a competitive game, we might have seen the first card of the game.
Yeah, certainly you get a little bit of a ticking off from the referee, we'll say. The physio's come on for Southampton. I assume they're going to bust out the magic spray, which I always wanted to know what's in that, because it, the things I've seen it cure, unbelievable. And obviously, you know, pre-season, you tend to err on the side of caution, I think. The last thing you want is to have someone maybe try and play through a knock and then find that actually, you know, they're going to do themselves more harm than good.
So we were talking earlier about, you know, the midfield battle and that the lads for Tottenham are a lot shorter, a lot stockier perhaps. It'd be interesting to see how well they defend this free kick.
We do have a bit of height in the box. Hoy is he's less muscly, but he's got that height, and obviously Zuba is a huge physical presence in the centre of that defence. So they're going to swing this free kick in from the left-hand side. A few players on the edge of the box trying to time their run. The ball swung in, and it is Hoy who wins the ball nicely. Goes forward to Reed, tries to find Taylor on the counter. Maybe catches the defender with it a little bit, and the defender goes back, all the way back again. Now to Matt Hall, in goal for Southampton. Find Xhaka in the base of that midfield. And they're going to try a long diagonal ball. That's really, really well read by Waterfield. He's seen him float around that midfield so far in pre-season. He's kind of playing on that right-hand side so far. It's headed up rather than out. Griffin tries to win the second ball, does so, but the third one does break for Southampton, and Griffin's a little bit late. He's just caught behind there, so he left a leg in, and he does win the foul, does the trialist for Southampton.
Southampton are really just starting to show their presence in this game now for the first time. They're managing to zip it round really nicely. Wing-backs getting really high up, and their centre midfielders quick one-touch passing. It's causing some real problems here for Tottenham.
Such is the flow of football. It's difficult to be on the front foot for the entire game. So the question is, can you weather this spell of pressure? This is probably the first real Southampton spell of pressure so far this game. 10 minutes in, still 0-0. Trying to drive in towards the box. Spit the defender's shot from distance, from the edge of the box. It was comfortable for Noyce in the end. He was thinking about the quick rollout to get things started at pace. And that's a beautiful throw, actually well slid in by the Southampton defender, Will Ferry, to win it. And, oh, it's going to break for Tottenham. Not quite. Southampton keep it now in the midfield. Olagbe goes back, and Southampton, when they're not seeing opportunities forward, they are happy to go back into defence.
Yeah, you've got to say, Will Ferry down the left-hand side for Southampton has been fantastic. Tracking back, but also the runs they make in behind.
And that is, speaking of, that was an excellent run in behind from Olagbe, but it was just too much on it, and Noyce didn't look troubled or flustered with it at all, but a dangerous run. And as you say, Southampton, you know, they're growing into this game. Here's Taylor, brings the ball down nicely, slips through a challenge and is going to win the free kick. Referee, I think, was waiting to see if there was any advantage. It didn't come, so the referee brings it back for the free kick.
Ethan Taylor is just such a brilliant player, and he's just showed it once again. He's brought it down from in the air, controlled it perfectly, a couple of silky moves, nutmeg on the defender, won his team a free kick.
So about halfway between the halfway line and the penalty spot here, pretty much central, maybe slightly left of centre. Reed's currently under it, maybe looking to try and dink a ball forward, perhaps. He does indeed try to get a player in behind. I think he was looking for Taylor. Southampton might have the ball on the break here, and Garlow wins the ball well, losing that physicality to shield the Southampton attacker. Bourne goes all the way back to Noyce. And Noyce looking for a long one downfield. Oh, Taylor's going to try and run onto it. Maybe he was held back a little bit there. Taylor's a little slow. Southampton defender miscontrols it. Then there's going to be a free kick. I think maybe a little bit of the shirt, perhaps, from Taylor. Southampton have a free kick in their own territory. Taylor very nearly got in there.
Oh, and if he did, he just had one player to beat. And he had his teammate, Sam Griffin, making a great run towards the near post.
So still 0-0 so far. Benji Reese alongside Mitch Paris here at Snow Stadium. And I agree with the feedback on Podbean. I think Mitch is doing an admirable job in his first appearance here for us.
That would be one of the fans that I paid to listen.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that. Southampton playing the ball across their own penalty box so far. Just sneak one into the base of midfield for Burnett. Bourne goes up to press, doesn't get there, and now will peel back into defence, looking for a long ball forward. Zuba read that nice and early, waiting for the ball to go into the penalty box, where Nice will just take a touch and collect it calmly, and then wait for a little bit of space to open up before playing the ball out. Puts it on the floor, looking for one down. He's found Griffin in space. If he can win the header on, he's going to go to Hoy. Goes back now. A little bit of head tennis. Oh, Griffin very nearly slipped Hoy through.
I'm really liking the offensive shape of both teams. They're almost playing with three and four going forward, and then just as many players staying back with two in midfield.
Oh, a little misplaced pass, and perhaps if Taylor wasn't pressing onto the wing, he could have slipped in there as it is. Get out of jail a little bit there. Do the Southampton defence. I must say, this game, it's back and forth. It's an engaging contest, certainly.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Fantastic to watch.
And as you say, you can, you know, we've got a good crowd here in Snow Stadium, despite it being pre-season and in COVID times. And that's always nice to see. And it gives, you know, a little bit more tempo to the game, I think. It's a lot easier to attack with verve and that panache when you can feel the crowd kind of urging you on.
Yeah, I think we're in for a fantastic season, not just pre-season, but the whole campaign. I think all players are excited to see fans back in the ground.
That's a nice long ball forward. Trying to get the ball across the box is Payne, did well, but in the end it goes to Tommaso, and that is no-nonsense defending of the highest order. Clears it out that far sideline, not leaving it in any doubt, and that's, you know, it's always nice to play out from the back, get that attack started early, but you also need to know when to just clear your lines, get rid of it, have a chance to retake the shape, and Tommaso there, with a little bit of pressure on him, decided that wasn't worth taking the risk.
As I said, the Saints fullbacks, I'm really enjoying watching. You know, they come short, so they bring the defender with them, and they spin in behind.
Yeah, they're pushing high up the pitch. Everyone's in the top and half now. Southampton have it on the edge of the box. A shot is in! Lewis Noyce dived, and I think it bounced just before it got him, and it somehow on this pitch, it's a little bit wet out there, and maybe it took a bounce that he wasn't expecting, and Noyce is beaten, and Southampton have the first goal. They take a 1-0 lead here.
The Saints scored by number 11, Kazim Olegbe.
No, well, Southampton have been growing into this game, but that is not what Tottenham would have wanted to see. Noyce has had a very good pre-season. That one, I think he'll be disappointed to get let that one in, being beaten at his near post.
Yeah, he will. And I think you can point the finger at a couple of the defenders in front of him. You know, I think they're expecting him to go out wide because that's how Saints have, you know, done a lot of their build-up play so far. But he's taken a chance by cutting inside, and he's, you know, seen the keeper move into his left, and he's just tried to get in the near post, and unfortunately, it's just gone under the keeper's arms.
Yeah, just slipped past Noyce, and he's a keeper who sets really high standards for himself and usually meets them, so he will be disappointed with that. So for the first time this pre-season, AFC Tottenham are trailing, and this is going to be an interesting test. You're up against a good side, playing good football. You're behind for the first time. Maybe we're testing the mental fortitude a little bit now of Tottenham.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I don't think Tottenham need to make any drastic changes.
That's a lovely header by Griffin. Hoy in the centre, trying to find Feeney. Goes to the ground, doesn't win the free kick, but Tottenham keeping the press up. Can Southampton beat it? Find the outlet ball nicely there, spins back into the centre of the park. Nice diagonal play down the left-hand side. Southampton hitting at pace, the ball forward. Oh, Bourne misreads it. And thankfully for Tottenham, it's miscontrolled by the trialist on this near side for Southampton in the number 10 shirt, and Noyce will collect it cleanly. That is dangerous. Southampton are really coming to the boil now.
Yeah, that was a big let off there for Tottenham. Just got to be wary of those runs. It's to happen time and time again, and you imagine at some point they're going to make it count.
So they've already conceded one goal. Can they weather this spell of pressure from Southampton, come out the other side? Maybe there's the opportunity to hit on the counter for Tottenham. Who knows? Throwing on the far sideline, on the halfway line, is just thrown back into defence. They were looking for a more attacking pass, but it was really well blocked out. It's Matt Hall. Goes aerial towards this near sideline where he finds Payne. You mentioned for the goal that Southampton, they've been playing wide a lot, but that time they cut inside and got the shot away. So maybe that's something for the Tottenham defence to look at as the game progresses. Try and show those attacking players for Southampton towards the outside. Nice pass threaded through the middle of the pitch. And now Olegbe drives forward, trying to slip in a player at left back. It's a trialist in number 7. Comes into the box. Tommaso wins the ball. Does he keep it in? No. The assistant says that it's going to be out for a corner. Tommaso, I thought did very well to keep it alive and get it out for the throw in the end. Couldn't quite get there in time, but that was a dangerous opportunity. Well blocked away, and Southampton now have a chance to perhaps double their lead from the corner.
I think we've just seen Southampton's mentality shift in the first 10 minutes, and then these next 10 minutes. At the beginning, they were only getting one man in the box, but now on that counter, they had about three or four men in.
They're going to play the corner short. Shot from distance is going to go in car park. And, well, you admire. I see why they took the opportunity to go for the short corner. Played a ball into Ferry on the edge of the box because there was no one on him. Tottenham really focused on keeping the players in the box, not letting any free headers go through. That was how they conceded one of the goals against Porchester at the weekend. But always leaning back, and the shot was spooned over the bar, and Noyce was more than happy to watch it blast into the car park.
And you saw a lot of worried fans looking around just to make sure the ball wasn't going to break their windscreen.
I think everyone emerged unscathed. Nice little slipped pass with the outside of the boot to Ferry, who's looking very lively now down that left. Interlinking well with a trialist. Tries to cut the ball back. And Waterfield clears downfield. Taylor's going to get it, but the ball goes up in the air, headed on by a Southampton player and out for a Tottenham throw-in. Good cover in the end. Waterfield and Tommaso on that far right-hand side. Just pulling a little bit of double duty there to make sure that Tottenham won the ball.
I'm really enjoying watching this number 10 for Southampton. He's one of the trialists again, but he stays out wide and he cuts inside, almost like a false nine position, keeping the Tottenham defenders guessing.
I'm thinking about like an Arjen Robben-style inverted winger, where you use the player with the kind of the opposite dominant foot, and the aim is to try and get them to cut inside into that space. Often you can find that those players, they can be congested and they can get crowded out, but they've been able to move the defenders around and find the space well so far today. As a throw-in on this near side is again going to go back into defence. Tottenham have been very, very resolute with the shape from those throw-ins, so they've not had any attacking balls going through.
Now, the only thing I have seen is that Tottenham's wide midfielders have certainly pushed back just to try and cope with the press that is Southampton. And that's leaving the two strikers that were having a lot of joy getting in behind for Tottenham really, really isolated. We just saw another fantastic example of it there. Southampton's number 10 on from their right wing. They came short and the Bornham didn't know whether to stay with him or mark the space. And then that created more space for Romelu Mitchell, Southampton's number 10.
In the end, Stefan Zuber used his body to block it out of the way. And that's veteran defending, I think we'll say. But it's interesting. When we're defending, we've almost got three in the central defence. We've got Bourne playing left centre back, Zuber as the anchor, and then Tommaso on the other side, and Waterfield's kind of dropping from the right midfield and Griffin's dropping from the left midfield to fill in those wing-back, full-back positions. Always putting pressure on up the park. Southampton trying to slip one down the sides, and they do find space. Now trying to cut inside. Trialist takes it on, still winning the ball to the other trialist. Can they get shot away? Great defending. Slid to the ground, but Tommaso got the block in cleanly. Tried to drag into the centre for the number 10. Shot is blocked. And I think that kick from Noyce maybe got a deflection on it. His distribution started strongly, but has wavered a little bit. And Tommaso doesn't clear the lines very effectively. He's going to break for a trialist to try and get a shot away once more. Tommaso doesn't get it, and the shot is drilled home by Southampton. 2-0 they lead.
That's the second time that he's really, really looked dangerous on the ball. He's got all the skills in the bag, a couple of step-overs to create that first chance, but it was well defended by Tottenham. But then on the follow-up then, again, he was doing the same skills and managed to get a little bit of space. A tight angle, could you say that Lewis Noyce could have done a little bit more? Possibly, but he'd take nothing away from the finish.
Yeah, before he was beaten at his near post, this time it was drilled across the goal, and Tommaso was almost turned inside out, jinking and jiving in the penalty area, was the trialist for Southampton. Did very well to create himself the space to get the shot. In the end, Tommaso committed one time too many. The ball stayed at feet and was able to squeeze that one through into the bottom, and Tottenham now 2-0 down. And Southampton, you think maybe they sense blood.
Yeah, what you're seeing here, and I think this is why Tottenham are losing quite a lot of possession in midfield. Where I was where I was mentioning that Freddie Reed, he was doing really well, just sat in front of the centre-backs. What you're getting now is you're getting two strikers now from Southampton coming short to win the ball. So there's always this two-on-one. So what Freddie Reed needs is he needs one of his centre midfielder partners to come back with him, whether it be Jordan Ngalo or Jack Hoy, just to come and give him a little bit of support.
It will, yeah, since Southampton have been more aggressive, they've played on the front foot a bit more. They've just pushed the front line of Tottenham back as well. So they've given themselves less to do defensively. So it's an interesting idea. It's a pretty much demonstrating the, you know, the phrase, attack is the best form of defence.
Absolutely.
Griffin tries to win the ball on this near sideline. In the end, it's going to break. Or a little bit of a shove there, perhaps. Hoywit has it. Oh, beautiful spin from Feeney, but that's a late, late challenge from Burnett. Hoy is still down. He's clutching his right ankle, I think it is. That was a very late lunge.
It did get a little bit heated down this left-hand side. A couple of challenges flying in that you probably wouldn't want to see as a manager for pre-season. So I think the ref just did the right thing, just to give him a talk to, just to settle things down.
I will say that they did really well just to keep the ball alive. It began to break forward. Hoy slipped it through to Feeney, who had a wonderful spin of the defender. And had there not been such a rash challenge previously, could perhaps have been in behind. As it is, they'll take the opportunity to get the physio on. Players will take a little hydration break. Let me put my teeth back in. Just over halfway through this first half here at Snow Stadium. About 25 minutes gone. The current score, if you're just joining us, Tottenham are really up against it. Southampton leading 2-0 on the night. Goals from Alegbe and from one of their trialists have put them 2-0 to the good. And we'll see if Tottenham can begin to work their way back into this game, getting instructions from the coaching staff on this near side, trying to work out what they can do to get a foothold, really, in this game. It's slipped away from them in quick fashion.
It has, but I think the manager can use this opportunity to just, you know, settle the nerves down. They've been playing really, really well. It's just been that quality that Southampton have got up front, which has just opened the door and creating a lot more chances for them.
And in a way, obviously you don't want to be losing games, but if it is going to happen, pre-season's the time when you can say, okay, what's going wrong? How can we address it? And practice those backs against the wall scenarios. You know, they haven't had to really chase games this pre-season, and now they've got an opportunity to do that in front of a big house here at Snow Stadium. Stands full, the terraces lining all the way around the pitch, which is great to see.
This is what you want as a player, as a manager. You want different scenarios to get ready for ahead of the new campaign.
Feeney can't quite get it to break. As Southampton go back into the centre of defence, play it out wide. They've got Ferry on that left-hand side, who has been a real threat when they've come forward. Tottenham not pressing so much now, trying to keep their shape perhaps a little bit more. Southampton driving forward, trying to slip in defence. Tommaso goes back to Neuss. His clearance is very up, not too far out. Really well won. One in the air by Ethan Taylor. And now they've got Ngalo on the ball in the base of midfield. It's been relatively anonymous. Long balls hoofed clear from Tommaso. A little bit of a mix up in defence. They're going to have to go all the way back to Hall. Plays it out to Otsaiwo in the base of that defence. Now Xhaka goes forward.
What I really enjoyed seeing at the beginning of the game for Tottenham was Griffin. He was right on the halfway line, right on the fullback of Southampton, Lewis Payne, and every time just causing problems. Unfortunately, he's just had to come back to help on his defensive duties, and it's really nullified the Tottenham forwards.
Yeah, it's almost like they've played that like this is, I think this is what kids do nowadays. Like, sorry, I'm going to interrupt myself there. The ball's whipped across into the grass, but nice. It's the Uno reverse card, essentially, where it was Griffin right pushing that fullback far forward, and there's been a real role reversal, and Griffin's had to come back and do that defensive duty.
I think Lewis Noyce will be really happy being able to claim that cross, just to get a little bit more confidence.
Griffin wins the flick on, but the ball goes out of play on the far, on the near side, for a Southampton throw. The way this is tended to go is that they've thrown it back into defence, and as is the case once more, they do exactly the same. And now they're playing it on the deck out wide. I've got to credit the way Southampton are really using the full width of the pitch. Waterfield goes to ground, gets their first defender on the back, and it's going to be a free kick, I think, to Southampton. Waterfield slid in. I thought he got his body there first, and the defender and the Southampton player came over the back, but the referee doesn't seem to agree. And oh, actually, it's a throw, so no free kick, but deemed that Waterfield got the last touch. Southampton trying to jink around and create some space.
Number nine for Southampton, Romelo Mitchell. His movement up front has been fantastic. He's coming short, he's getting in behind, he's a real workhorse.
And they're trying to get one over the top. Goes over the head of Zuba, and Tommaso just nods it. Back to Noyce, rolled out to Reed. Can they hit on the counter? Here's N'Golo. Slight miscontrol, but he keeps it. He goes back to Tommaso, playing that right-sided centre-back role. N'Golo retreats back into the defence as the ball's gone forward. Waterfield tries to slip it through. In the end, again cut out by Southampton. Now they're going forward to the trialist who scored their second goal, one of two, who's in the starting lineup today for Southampton. I appreciate that it is often frustrating to listen to just being told, here's a trialist, but to preserve their anonymity, the practice is that we do not name them, as Griffin wins the ball really nicely and is charging forward at pace here. Tries to buy the free kick, does so from Lewis Payne. That's one of those veteran moves, just slowing down the pace a little bit there, making the player charge in from behind and winning that free kick, which is played quickly to Reed, trying to switch the play across. And now they've got Griffin in all sorts of space on this left wing, if they can just spot him quickly enough. Zuba along the floor. Bourne plays it to Griffin, who wins another free kick. That time cut inside, and there was just a little boot left there, and Griffin went over it.
Doing what you do to win a free kick, I think, is the right way of putting it.
I think it's one of those ones where, as a defender, you're really annoyed, but then you'll probably try and do the same thing as well. Feeney plays it short to Reed. Oh, Griffin, excuse me. Griffin tries to swing one in, tests out the keeper for the first time. In the end, it was too close to a rather youthful-looking Matt Hall with a blonde, frizzy hair. Rises high in that luminous orange goalkeeper jersey to make the catch and roll it out to that left-hand side. It's high vis, I think I'd call it.
Yes, it's certainly visible, isn't it?
Yeah, not going to get lost into the background. Southampton just trying to play out from the back. There's no pressure until it gets into the halfway stage, and the ball's won nicely there. Trying to slip through. That's a beautiful pass. Feeney loses it, though. Didn't control it. I think he was caught in two minds between getting it himself and trying to slip through Taylor, and in the end, it came to nothing. Now Southampton's turn to get on the front foot. Nice diagonal pass. Tommaso puts his body in the way, wins the ball nicely, and Noyce comes to hoover that one up. That was really well defended by Tommaso.
That's a fantastic tackle.
N'Golo tries to spin out the defender. Does he buy a free kick? He does indeed. Southampton losing their discipline a little bit now. I think Tottenham, they're trying to use their skill with the close control, and they are winning those free kicks now from Southampton. It's breaking up the flow a little bit, and it's maybe helping Southampton let off a little bit of steam, and they're losing that momentum that they had. Zuba plays a softly hit pass back to Noyce. It was quite a little bit of rescuing, and now Southampton trying to push forward again, and no free kick, says the referee. Southampton now with the ball in the Totten box on that left-hand side. Can Ferry try and whip in a delivery? No, he's going backwards. Nice interplay on that left-hand side, and Tottenham have subverted the threat for now, at least playing back.
Brilliant pressure from Tottenham. Really, really well done from the edge of their penalty box now onto the halfway line.
That's what you like to see as well. Snuffing the attack before it ever really got started. And Zuba that time is a better ball back to Neuss. Oh, it's low. And again, this time Southampton get it. Lewis Payne goes back. Oh, Feeney's won the ball strongly there. Good physical. Tries to catch the keeper off his line. Well, if it had gone in, it would have been some hit. He had that cheeky smile on his face. Like, can you blame me for trying? Would have been some finish to beat the keeper from there. Didn't get the elevation on it required.
Yeah, he had to give it a go, especially in pre-season. However, in a more competitive game, I reckon he might have got quite the telling off from his teammates, especially as they were making a fantastic run in behind. I think it was Ethan Taylor, wasn't it, running in behind.
Yeah, apologies to anyone who lost audio for a brief second there. We should be back with you now here at Snow Stadium. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of live matchday commentary for AFC Tottenham. 2-0 is the current scoreline. The visitors Southampton with a couple of goals. And Tottenham trying to find another way back into this game. And I say the past 5 minutes or so, they have looked a bit more impressive in possession. They've drive forward a bit more. That's just over the head of Taylor. And it has to be swept out in defence. Pressing high, Griffin is in behind and clips the defender's heels there as he tries to win the ball high up the pitch. And it's going to be a Southampton free kick.
Ollie Lancashire, number 4, the centre-back for Southampton, I think has had a brilliant game so far. In the air, nullifying the Tottenham's defence, especially in the last 20 minutes. I think it's been brilliant.
Must see those defenders have generally been calm in possession. They've had a couple of mistakes or two. Tottenham haven't quite been able to punish those yet. Interesting to see as the game goes on. Maybe a bit of fatigue, lactic acid building up in the legs, whether we see those mistakes increase. But at the moment, it's not really been mistakes that's been the difference. It's just been that extra bit of quality from Southampton that Tottenham have lacked so far, as that's a good header back into Neuss in defence. His distribution with kick, his kicking's been a little bit wayward, actually, as this first half has progressed 35 minutes of the way through now. So this time he chooses to throw it out. He finds Bourne. Griffin's got a couple of players closing him down. Can Griffin work his way out of it? He can, and he wins the throw-in as well.
He's done very well there.
Because Southampton were on him like a flash. It just blinking, all of a sudden, three defenders or attackers doing a defensive role, really, were there for Southampton as a long throw forward headed. But it's only to N'Golo in the base of midfield. Neuss sprayed diagonal out on the far sideline to Waterfield, and Waterfield can't keep it in play. Well, that's maybe just haven't had the ball in an attacking sense too much as the half has progressed, Tottenham. So when they did get that opportunity, that sharpness wasn't quite there.
But that opportunity has been on a few times throughout this first half, you know, whether it be the wing backs or the wingers that are out wide, they're always there. But the distribution or the reluctance to play the diagonal ball.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with the ball from N'Golo, it has to be said. But just that little bit of pre-season bluntness, perhaps, in attack. Zuba going to roll one out to Bourne here. He's got Griffin on the near side. Griffin tries to find one inside. Pressed again, Zuba has to come towards the ball, finding Bourne, goes all the way back to Neuss. Just maybe perhaps trying to draw the Southampton players forward, get them to press, and then open up the space in behind. Zuba goes out to Bourne. Bourne's going to clear one long downfield. That's a very physical header one by the Southampton defender. Southampton defender, nothing doing from a free kick, says the referee. And N'Golo this time, that diagonal's on again. Lewis Waterfield keeps it in, tries to put one early into the box. High and clear. Reed this time reads it well. Ooh, gets caught in possession a little bit there. Puts the ball over his head. Waterfield wasn't ready for it, and it goes out for a throw.
Once again, a little bit more positivity there from number 3, Lewis Waterfield, on the right-hand side for Tottenham. Loads of space. Just unfortunately couldn't execute the final pass needed.
So Tottenham just looking at maybe a little bit tired as this first half now is wearing on. And Southampton have pace to burn. Here's Alagba who scored the first goal. He's trying to slip through Mitchell. Ball across the box. No nonsense defending from Bourne. Maybe could have left it for Neuss, but wasn't sure if there was a Southampton player lurking. So puts it out for a throw instead.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. That cannot disagree with that. That's really nicely won by Waterfield. Apparently not, though. Maybe just left a little bit in there, and I think they're going to see, is it a card or is it the magic spray that's
magic
coming out?
The magic
spray. Oh, so this is the other this is the mysterious disappearing foam, just to mark the spot of the free kick and where the Totten wall's going to stand. Only a two-man wall here for Totten. It's the 3 and 4, Waterfield and Reed, who are going to be in that wall. It's not necessarily the most amount of height in that wall, but enough just to stop the ball being driven in low. It's a high one. Noyce or palms it away. Griffin now maybe can break with it. Tries to slip forward Taylor, and it's all going to ricochet off Taylor for a Southampton throw.
A really fantastic delivery.
It wasn't the cleanest take by Noyce, but there was no one behind, and Griffin was able to try and just slip Taylor through. In the end, he couldn't keep the ball under his control, and Southampton will play the ball all the way back to Hall in their goal. And they'll try and build an attack once more. Taylor's just going to step forward a little bit, try and make them play the ball. Obviously, 2-0 up. Southampton don't necessarily have to have the same urgency in attack that they did earlier in the game. Striding forward out of the defence, and it's a weak ball. And Hoy's onto it like a whippet. Driving into the box, shot from distance, and again, just dragged wide. Lack of quality when required with that final shot. But Hoy, you've got to credit the reading of the game there to get that interception and then push forward. It's a shame in the end about the final shot.
Yeah, he didn't really have too many options in front of him. He had two Southampton defenders tracking him all the way, and I think it was just Ethan Taylor alongside him in the penalty box, but it would have had to have been something special to find him.
Yeah, and it would have, from that spot as well, it would have been quite a spectacular effort to beat the keeper too. Here's Hall, been very comfortable just passing the ball out of his defence. They haven't really put a huge amount of pressure on that.
Matt Hall might be a recognisable name amongst many Tottenham fans. He was here on loan 2 years ago.
So a nice little homecoming of sorts, perhaps?
Absolutely. I can't say the same about the Barnet that he's representing, but...
It's an interesting one. Certainly, I mean, I'm in no place to talk. I'm much, much in need of the post-lockdown haircut, it has to be said. Southampton again, they're just taking their time now in the centre of defence. About 5 minutes left of this first half, trying to get a long ball in. Noyce is off his line, plays it forward, and they'll break. Oh, Noyce still off his line. Opportunity perhaps to shoot, tries to slip one through. Defence covers. That's a little bit loose, and Noyce slides out, collects the ball. Griffin wants it quick. Noyce, I think, has spotted it as well, but its delivery's not quite there.
A few tired minds and a few tired legs out there for Tottenham, I think, at the moment. Just need to get to half time and try and keep to 2-0 unless they can get one here.
Yeah, this is Adam Tomasso now, surging down the right wing. Ball in, looking for Griffin on the far side. Oh, he almost ended up clearing the ball in the end. He kind of had to contort his body just to keep the ball in. But N'Golo's won it now. N'Golo tries to jink his way through. Really nice close control there from Jordan N'Golo. He's into the box, but the ball's pinched from behind by a Southampton trialist. Can they hit on the counter now? Tries to break away, and he's going to win a free kick. Just there, a split second too late was Griffin. But now Totten feels like they've got their tails up a bit now.
Yeah, they're kind of finishing the first half how they started it. It's some fantastic feet from Jordan N'Golo there, but I think too many stepovers, and he also confused himself.
Yeah, he went and the ball just didn't quite come with him at the end. A couple of minutes left of this first half here on Stags Radio. Current score is Southampton 2, AFC Tottenham 0. So the hosts trying to find a way. I always say it's a great time to score just before the break. Would really alter the tone of that team talk for both sides, perhaps. Ball in the centre. Here's Olegbe going all the way towards the left wing. They've got a player in space, cutting back inside, shoots. Noyce, oh, it's in! I think Noyce maybe thought it was going wide. Maybe he was wrong footed a little bit, but there wasn't much space to squirm the shot away, and it's in, and Southampton are now 3-0 to the good, and Noyce is not happy. As the whistle goes, and that is going to be half-time, and it's been a good first half if you're a Southampton fan, but for the Tottenham fans here at Snow Stadium, there is a lot to work on for the second half. Final score of that first half is AFC Tottenham 0, Southampton 3. Well, what's your summary of that first half here, Mitch?
Well, I think the first 10 minutes, I think Tottenham can take a lot of a lot of confidence from. And especially in those last 5 minutes as well, despite Southampton scoring a third, I think a lot of quality there from Southampton's trialists. I think they really started, when they turned up into the game, they really, really turned it on. And I think caused a lot of problems. And I've asked a lot of questions of the back line of Tottenham. But, you know, I think, yes, all right, they're 3-0 down. But I think there's certainly a lot to be positive about. I think there's a lot of space in behind, especially out wide for Tottenham. It's just about utilising that space and maximising those diagonal balls, which we have seen to be pretty effective.
I think the main problem, I think, for Tottenham has been that they're struggling perhaps with those full-back positions. Not sure, like, they've got that back central three, but those wide midfielders aren't really full-backs by trade. So they've had space deep in the right corner, deep in the left corner, and they've got defenders not sure whether they're trying to show them inside or outside, and they've found spaces to get those shots away. And Lewis Neuss has not had his best game in the net, it has to be said, and Southampton now are currently 3-0 to the good. We're going to take a short break here on Stags Radio. Thank you very much for listening to your home of live match day commentary for AFC Tottenham matches. Benjamin Rees and Mitch Paris bringing a conclusion here to the first half. Good time to get some water on, put the kettle on. Join us back for the second half here on Stags Radio. We'll be on the link for the second half as well. So join us in about 5 minutes or so with the second half of this game. The current halftime score, AFC Tottenham 0, Southampton 3.